Oi. Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehi ebedvaram. Tremendous Yisha Koach coming out in the cold and the snow. Hashem, it's the pull of your burning bright neshamas ha'tahora inside, drawing one to learn a little bit more with Siyata Deshmaya about this Nusach HaBrocha that seemingly revolves around the Chelek HaNeshama. We mentioned last week with Siyata Deshmaya how we conclude the preceding Broch of Asher Yotzar with the two words, Umafli Lasos, and the Ramo writes, and his glass on the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, some involved the idea of Mafli Lasos is representative of a Pella, the greatest wonder, the greatest miracle in the world, connoting the synthesis that ensues when you take something that's kula ruchni, entirely spiritual in nature, and you combine it, you fuse it, you merge it with the chelek haguf, the chelek hachitzoni of the Adam, which is understandably completely physical, mundane and material in nature. So we have these two chalokim, based on these two chalokim of what comprises mankind, chilek ha-neshoma mitzarecha, the chilek ha-guf mitzacheni. When Hashem combines the two, that's representative of the greatest wonder, the greatest pella in the world. Same way that when Hashem comes down and reveals Himself in this world, when did we have a vision, a revelation of God like never before? We were able to point. We are able to say, this is my God, and I will glorify Him in the very context of Shir HaSayam. What else do we encounter? No Rasahilos, O Seifela, God is doing wonders. He's coming down the Ruchniyistik HaKodesh Bruchu and showing the hand of God in the physical, mundane world. And what represents the material and the mundane? The Olam HaChumri Ha'atzi HaGashmi, more than Mayim. Mayim is the symbol of Teva. If Hashem Yisparach comes into Mayim, the symbol of Teva, and shows us how Ruchniyist Hashem Yisparach of Yochus controlling the Mayim, that's Osei Pella, that is a Pella, that is a miracle, the combination, the union, the synthesis of the Gashmi with the Ruchni. And thus we say the two brochas, like the Rosh writes in his Chuvas and Klal Dalit and Os Aleph, it should be a brocha smuch l'cherita. Yes, the Mechaber based on other Rishonim does talk about how it's really a birchas adah, and the Mela doesn't have to be posachas b'baruch. It's not mandated, therefore, then it has to begin with a baruch. But we know the Rosh and other Rishonim tell us it is a smuch l'cherita, and it's supposed to come, follow immediately on the heels of the conclusion of Asher Yotzar. It doesn't need to open to commence with its own baruch atah, because it's a hemshech. It's a natural outflow, a natural continuation of the preceding bracha called Asher Yotzar that itself already commenced with the Baruch Atah Asher Yotzar Sa'adim v'chochma v'chulei. That's the chochma niflah, as the Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Siman Vav in Aruch Chaim, and thus we conclude that bracha all about the chelek haguf with umafli lasos. Once you mention the idea, the lofty concept of a pella, you journey immediately into Elokai neshoma shenasota bekirbi, because mafli lasos represents the figurative bridge, the ma'var, the gesher that's makasher, the shnei atzodim, the chelek haguf, highlighted in the context of the broch ma'asher yotzer, with the chelek ha'neshoma, highlighted in the context of tonight's brocha, that which is under the spotlight for this evening, and that is Elokai Neshama. Thus the Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary Bir Agra in Aruch Chaim, the very beginning in Siman Dalet and Sif Aleph, when the Mechaber talks about Anatilas Adayim. And then the Ramah says, Yeshomrim, right after we say the Asher Yotzar, Afilu Lo Asa Tzrachov, even if he didn't go to the bathroom, V'chainogu Alpi Davudrom, you say Atilas Adayim followed by Asher Yotzar, writes the Vilna Gaon. And what is this idea? Because when a person gets up in the morning, he's a Bria Chadosha. Based on the Tshuvas HaRashba, he's Shanasek, a Bria Chadosha. As the Midrash says in the Pasuk, Chadoshim Labekorim Rabbam Unasecho, every Boker we mamish emerge a Bria Chadosha, Pshuto Kemashmo. We got a new Neshama. Neshama is now coming back into the Guv. We're coming back alive with the new Tafkit for today. It's Hashem being Machadish Petuvo B'chol Yom Tuvo Maaseh Bereishis. Whom here every man, every woman is being recreated anew. Continues the Gra. And therefore, right when you get up in the morning and you've experienced the return of your neshama into your guf, you have to give shvach nodo to Hashem. You have to thank Him all the sharso and to serve Him. If you have to serve Him, you know why? You have to start with Dan Latzil Sadaim, because first you have to wash your hands, just like the Kohen. V'tiknu k'kohen the kadesh yodov. Therefore, just like the Kohen has to wash his hands, kiddush yodayim, ayadei the kiyur, before he enters into the heichal to perform the avodah sayom, so too, you got up in the morning and you're a bria chadosh, you have to be makadesh yodayim. That's the Dan Latzil Sadaim. And then what? And then, right afterwards, v'tiknu l'kai neshama, v'zeu ala neshama, l'kai neshama, they were masak. And that corresponds to the chelak haneshama, the chelak haruchni, asher yotzer al haguf, and the bracha of asher yotzer revolves around the body. V'lachein nuschas kol rishonim, writes the Gro, the nusach of the rishonim is alokai neshama take off acher asher yotzer. V'lachein yisidur hatur b'shulchan aruch, and some adalad you recite on until sedaim asher yotzer, you go right into alokai neshama, because you do what? You got up in the morning on until sedaim, let's wash our hands. We now have woken up, we've arisen out of bed. Kibriya Chadasha, to borrow the terminology of the Tshuvas HaRashba, you're Bria Chadasha. Now it's time to do the new Avodah Sayom. It's going to be tomorrow, Mitzvah Wednesday morning. Yom Arvi, Lasham has got to get up in the morning. You got to wash your hands. And Agalasar, Kiddush Yadayim, you said that on Tzesadayim. Then Asher Yotzer, let's get up now. Thank Hashem. He gave us a new job, a new lease on life. He got us up this morning. And Mela, what? I want to thank Hashem, Asher Yotzer, Chelek Aguf. And right after the Chelek Aguf, we go into the Chelek and Hashem, writes the Gra. And the bridge connecting, linking those two is the conclusion of the Asher Yotzer Mafli Lausus, is the greatest Pella. And that's what we go right into.
Sequentially in the Siddur,
again, that's how some nuschos have it. Some nuschos have it that way, that it's, and you could do it that way. There are those days, but like the Gros says, and this is what the Rosh writes, since there are shitas that it doesn't have to be a bracha smuchel chavetar, because it's really a bracha soda that doesn't need to begin with a baruch atah, therefore you could technically say it independently, and that's what some rishonim hold. But the vast majority of rishonim, I know the Gros did use a lashon of nuschos kol rishonim, but if you look at the most sidurim will have it, Elokai Neshama, coming on the heels of Asher Yotzer, and that is the way that it should be recited.
Sfarad Ashkenaz has it in a different order.
Again, the diminished host, the Gros telling most Rishonim hold that it should be Elokai Neshama, come on the heels of Asher Yotzer, right? So some Sfarad, again, you could have it independently. And based on the Mechamra itself is that you could have it independently, but the regular Siddur HaDvarim is Dam Asher Yotzer followed by Elokai Neshama.
If it were a Birich HaDosha every day,
and most
right
of them.
If you're a Birich HaDosha every day,
right. Shama right after.
Wasn't there a Havamin anywhere anybody bring up that we should bench Goyim every
and then that's a separate child. We're limited in time here. Let's go fighter. Let's talk of tonight. We see out the Shmai about Elokai Neshama. Say Elokai Neshama Shinasata Mitorahi. So now we're talking about the Neshama. We just concluded that Hashem is Rofei Chol Basar U'Mafli Lasos. Hashem has performed on our behalf the ultimate Pella. And the ultimate Pella, the greatest wonder of the world, is that union, that synthesis of the Chelek HaGashmi and the Chelek HaRuchni. Those entities that, to consider it, they're really diametrically opposed one to the next. Mikotza the Kotza, the Ruchni Biosa with the Gashmi Biosa, Hashem merges the two, and that results in Umafli Lasos. Adds a Salavechik, and the Koren Siddur. So Salavechik writes that Rofei Chobosar is clearly and not simply limited to healing. After all, if it's based on the Pasuk in Meshalach, then Hashem says, Kol ha-machal asher asanti v'tzrayim lo asim alacha, ki ani Hashem rofecha. If I'm not going to give you the machal of the ailments that I sent down to Mitzrayim, if I'm not going to strike you with those, so what do you mean, ki ani Hashem rofecha, that I'm Hashem, your healer? If I'm not going to give you them, that means that I'm not just your healer after you got sick, that means I'm going to prevent you from getting sick in the first place. That means I'm going to shield you, I'm going to guard you, I'm going to sustain and protect you, that you should never get sick in the first place. So Rofei Chobos is not simply healing, writes the Salavechik. Rather, the reference is more to one who sustains, one who protects, as it's used in the Pasuk. Hashem sustains, protects everybody, and Mafli Lasos works so nicely with that, because Mafli Lasos represents the Lashon Hove, that Hashem is continuously maintaining, protecting us, even just allowing the Neshama to dwell inside the Guf. Namela in Elokai Neshama, Neshama, which we'll see tonight. One of the milas that we point out is the Atamas Shomro Bikirbi. What's Atamas Shomro Bikirbi, that you guard it inside of me? Part of that idea, a number of Mefarshei HaSidur explain, is because something that is Ruchni Biyoser, something that's completely spiritual, anything in this world is innately drawn to its shoresh, to its origin, to its source. If you have something that was brought down from the heavens above, from the celestial spheres, and now it made its way down to this world, the natural predilection, the propensity of a neshama is to do what? Is to yearn, is to long, to want to go back into Shemayim. That means the neshama ba'etzim essentially is always crying out. There's, we know a little neshama. The song, and it's based on the Medrash. Hashem says, no, Neshama, you got it. Neshama says, I don't want to leave. I'm in the Olam HaNeshamas. I'm in proximity to the Divine. Who wants to leave? And Neshama never wants to leave. So Hashem says, no, you have a tafka to do. I'm going to take this Neshama, and I'm going to blow this spiritual neshama into a physical gulf. But its natural state is clearly that the neshama is continuously longing and pining. I want to go back to my source. So we need to point out that Elokai neshama, the Atam is Shomro Bikiri, Hashem is guarding it. He's continuously guarding it because the neshama doesn't belong in a gulf and doesn't want to be in the gulf. Hashem is continuously guarding it and forcing it to say, don't leave, you got to stay there. So he's watching over it and safeguarding it, and that lechor, especially like for Soloveitchik, that the whole idea protection was already included, was already nichlal, and what we highlighted by Rofei Chobosar, Hashem is Rofei, so we say that Hashem is Rofei Chobosar, he's protecting the physical guf, and he's also protecting the neshama, protecting the coexistence of the neshama within the guf. Atam is Shamro Bikirbi, Hashem safeguards it, and seals it, and guards it continuously, so that the neshama doesn't go back, even though it always wants to leave. Hashem says, no, you gotta stay put, and he guards it in our midst. So let's now journey tonight to this Nusach HaBrocha, an unbelievable Brocha, and we'll highlight seven aspects, Alpi the Eitz Yosef and the Otsar Tfilis, seven distinct aspects of the Neshama, but we'll see how every word was so carefully chosen. And again, we know Anshei Knesset Gedola, as the Nefesh HaChaim writes in Shar Beis, that every Kavanah of the Arizal, the Ramak, the Rashash, any imaginable Kabbalistic intent that you can however fit into the words of Tfilah, they were machaving to them all. All those Helika Kavanah, Anshei Knesset had them all, and as the Sam Sefer in Drosus Sam Sefer, Luli de Mistafini says that I've not been afraid to suggest that I would even propound, I would even broach that they themselves were not aware of all the things that Hashem was putting into their minds as they sat penning the choice wording and terminology that we have. Add to the Sam Sefer, even Anshei Knesset Gedola themselves, they themselves were not aware of all the kavanas. Hashem was using them as the mere medium, as the conduit to convey and to express in every single choice word of the tefillah. So let's take a close look, scrutinizing this choice nusach, mila b'mila. Elokai, my God, Hashem is not just Elokim, and certainly we're talking about Hashem creating something. We're going to begin this neshama atavrasa tayyatar. We're going to go back to Bria, we're going to go to Yetzirah. So if we're talking about creation, we invoke l'chayro, the word of Hashem, in the creation narrative. So all that we encounter at the outset of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, is Hashem is Elokim. Elokim is osios mi'ela, because when you look around at the world, question you always ask is mi'ela, who owns these things? Me Bora Ela. Who created these things? Elokim Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem backwards. Me Ela. And me Ela backwards. Me Bora Ela. Who created all these things? Elokim, as the Torah writes in the beginning of our Chayim. Elokim, and every Nusach HaBrocha connotes the sense that Hashem is the Bala Yecholas, Bala Kochas Kulo. Every Koach in this world emanated forth from the Almighty, and Hashem Yisbarach oversees, controls every single act of creation, even those bodies like the heavenly bodies and spheres that themselves seem to go ahead and resonate the sense of sovereignty, a sense of kingship like a sun, moon, and stars. Even those symbols of Koach, of power and kingship in the world, Hashem is the Bala Yecholas, is the source, the shorish, the makor of that all. Hence, we begin what we're talking about, something that Hashem created, Elokai. We just talked about creating the guf in the miraculous fashion, how the guf is maintained, how it's protected, how it's sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokai, you're my God. Especially now I'm going to cry out to my God. This is my neshama speaking. And my neshama speaking is clearly, we're talking about the same way you open up the Chumash. And what do we read? Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, wrote every single word of the Torah. Torah, without getting into the discussion about the last eight psukim right now, but Moshe Rabbeinu writes the Torah, and he's writing what? Vayidabra Hashem Moshe. Vayikra Hashem Moshe. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Just Vayomer Hashem Eloi, speaking to me. Hello, what? Moshe's taking a step out of the action. I'm writing it, Kilo, that's Vayomer Hashem Moshe. I'm giving it over the message. There's Moshe Rabbeinu writing as who he is. Then he would say, Vayomer Hashem Eloi, Vayidabra Hashem Eloi. Then there's what? Taking a step out of the action. And now looking at the Torah, even Moshe Rabbeinu as a bystander, as an observer, removing himself from center stage, taking a glance, Hashem spoke to Moshe, there's a job, a tafka that Moshe has. So we start out, Elokai. Remember, who's speaking? My neshama is speaking. We're talking about my neshama. All the speech that we have is Ayidei the neshama. The neshama is the one doing the talking. The whole idea of Mafli Lasos explains the Maral in Gevurah Hashem and Peruch Ches is that every time we open up our mouths, what are we doing? We're highlighting that very synthesis of the Chelek and Hashem with the Chelek Gaguf. How do we know you have a Chelek and Hashem? Every time you open up your mouth, every time you speak, I know that there's an Hashem that lies dormant within you. What are you communicating? You're communicating through the Peh, through the mouth. Osios Po, Peh. Pehe is what? Po and Peh. Through the Peh, Po, here I am. Or Moshe Shapiro, as we mentioned last week, the lips are the only part of the body where it's the skin turned outwards. Every time I move my lips like a Novi, Lush and Nivs Fasayim, every time I move my lips, I'm letting you know this is what's inside of me. These are my innermost thoughts, emotions I'm articulating and expressing them via the conduit of the Koach HaDibur. So Dibur therefore represents that very union, that special fusion of the Chelek HaNeshama dwelling inside the Chelek HaGuf. You move the Chelek HaGuf, and that expresses words. So, let's pause for but a moment. Pesach HaDevir. Commentary in Shulchan Aruch and Archaim Sim Memvav. It brings the famous question. We have Birchas HaShachar. A whole listing. Alpi, the Sugi, and the Yedabrochas, the Samach Hamad Beis. And we say, Nosin Sechavina, we say, Pokeach Ivrim, Malbush, Yerum, Mater, Sur, Mechule, Mechule. What happened to a brocha on the Koach HaDibur? How come Amchik and Ezgadol did not coin an independent bracha that says what? Mesiach the Omen. Hashem gave us the ability. There's a commentary in Rashi called Mesiach the Omen. Hashem gave the ability to speak to those who are mute. We're naturally mute, and now we're given the ability to speak. So why is there no bracha? Explain to Pesach. There is a bracha. It's right here. Look at Neshama. Because the Neshama communicates through the Koach HaDibur. The Neshama can only speak through the Koach HaDibur. This whole brocha is mavusa semiusa, it is predicated on Koach HaDibur. We don't need to single out when we fast forward then to Berachas HaShachar. We don't need to highlight independently. By the way, Hashem, thank you for giving me the ability to speak. My Neshama is speaking. How can my Neshama praise you? Well, Elokai Neshama, this doesn't make any sense. Elokai Hashem, my Neshama is speaking. Hashem, the Neshama that you gave me. It's Elokai Neshama. I am the Neshama. I am my Neshama. That is me. Elokai. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, we're taking a step out of the action. We're walking off stage temporarily, and we're looking at it now as an observer. Elokai, Hashem, I am the Mafli Lasos. I'm the greatest Pella in the world. We're all the greatest Pella, and now we're going to do what we're going to speak. And the very fact that we could speak highlights that Pella. Because Koach HaDibur is that union of the Neshama Bikirbi being Mavia, expressing itself and articulating through the medium of my power of speech. That's Rachmala. And we're going to get there. There's a lot more to talk about. So Elokai, I start out first, Hashem, my God, invoking Elokim, the name of Hashem in the creation narrative. We're talking about creating, and here we're going to focus, turn the spotlight on the creation of that lofty Neshama. It's Elokai. It's not just Elokim of creation. I'm talking about me, the real me right now. I'm talking about my neshama, the neshama that Hashem gave me, that Hashem gave Bikirbi. That's Elokai. It's not Stam Elokim. That's Elokai. That's my God. That's my God who gave me all the koach that I possess. And then we have Kamo, as the Achrona point out. You don't say Elokai neshama. Elokai, Kamo. You addressed Hashem Yisboch as a creator, as your personal creator. Then you journey onwards. Neshama shenasata b'itarehi. This neshama that you gave to me, it's a matana, nasata. And you gave me a matana. You didn't have to, Hashem, but you're the ultimate tov, the makor of all tov, who wants nothing more but to be made to v'mabrius. Hashem gave me this glorious and parallel matana of the neshama, and he gave it to me inside me, and it's tahorehi. It is tahora. It's pure, it's pristine. Adds a salavachik. What's tahorehi? When a man sins, he becomes impure. Asks a salavachik. How can he then have the impudence to return to the master of the universe and say, oh, Hashem, my neshama is tahora. What do you mean neshama is tahora? How many Averis did we do? How can you go in and do Averis throughout the day and then the next morning get up and say, oh, look at my pure, pristine soul. We've sullied, we've tarnished our soul, Rachman Alatzlan. Esther Salichik, how can you be so impudent, so bold and brazen to now declare every morning when you arise, ah, Hashem, this neshama, it's gevaldik, it's tahora. It's like, I never sinned in my life. The answer is that when he sins, only his exterior sins. Continues the Soloveitchik, Zatzal, his hidden self, his soul, his true personality never sins. It always remains forever pure. Repentance is possible because as far as a Jew may stray, only his external self is affected. It's always the chilek aguf, going after the natural, the inborn, the innate, lust, greeds, and desires of mankind. But it's all the chilek achitzoni, the chilek aguf, the chilek agashmi. And the recesses of the soul, ba'omek, kerbenu, there's a spark that can be salvaged, the pintle yid, that always remains unaffected and can return home. Repentance is always possible since a Jew can never be totally lost. A Jew may think himself unredeemable, yet in reality his inner self remains pure and untouched. That's how we can boldly declare, day after day, morning after morning, Elokai neshama shenasati bekirbi, tahorehi, it is pure, it's pristine, it is unsullied. Why? Because there's always the chelek haneshama machilek hapnimius that never is adversely affected any at all negatively by any of the averis that we do. It's all the chelek hachitzoni, it's all the outer part of man. Pintaliyit. Adds Rav Mecklenburg in his Ian Tefillah, Perish on Davening on the Siddur. This is the same Machaber, the famed author of the Ksava Kabbalah commentary on Chumash. Tahorahi. And be tevo ruchniyusa hizaku tahora me'od lin yonim elokiyiv. Beautiful poetic terminology. From its very nature, its spiritual essence, it is pure, it's pristine, and it's all destined and intended to be used for God services. We're not here to go out and make it tahar. We're not here to purify it. The soul in its essence is in its pure, pristine, and always remains, like Rav Soloveitchik told us, in its pure, pristine, unadulterated, unsullied, and untarnished form. We're here to guard. Don't put rust on the outer surfaces. Don't tarnish, don't put external stains on the roof, Kilo, of the neshama. But the essence of the neshama can never be touched. And that's why we can boldly declare day after day, our neshama is b'etzem atzimiyusa. It is and was and always will be tahorahi. You can never go ahead and touch that holy, pristine neshama. Onwards we go. Halokai neshama shenasatabi, it's taurahi. So we've now declared that is the neshama, that's the essence of neshama, was, is, and always will be tahora. And now, Ata Rosh Hashem, you created. Listen to the Hadgosha, to the alliteration of Ata, Ata, Ata. Look how many Atas. Why don't you say Ata Roshavi, Yitzartav, and Afachtav, and Meshamarav? Everyone is its own unique stage. And thus, we turn to the Eitz Yosef. We have seven distinct milus regarding this Halig and Neshama. And number one, the Neshama Shinasat to be is Tahorahi. That's number one. Number two, Ata Varasa. Let's take it, Alpi the Ramban, the Vilna Gaon, and others. We have three terminologies appearing in the creation story, the creation narrative. We have number one, Bria, and that's creatio, ex nihilo, that's Yishmaiyan, creating something from nothing. Then we move on to stage number two, and that's Yetzira. Yetzira is once you already have a Yesh, something exists, has a sense of existential identity, then you give it a Yetzira, you give it a designated form and fashion. Once it has a form and fashion, it has now a Tzura, then our job is to bring it all Lidei Asiya, to go ahead and complete it, to go ahead and bring it Lidei, it's Makim Apatish, the final clincher, have it reach its specific topic. And thus the Ramban writes, as do other Rishonim, everything that Hashem created is a Shaburlu Kim Lasos. What does that mean? Hashem did the Bria stage, Yesh Me'ayin, something or nothing. Hashem followed through with the Yetzirah stage, Kavayochol, Yesh Me'yesh, gave it now a designated shape, form, and fashion. And now our job, Hashem doesn't do the SEO, our job, Hashem, Bor Elokim, Elokim, the name of creation, Bora, brought everything into this world, Asherolo Kim Lasos, an infinitive, to do, to make, to complete, and that's Asiya, the Gemar Tikkun HaDavar, the Makim HaPadash, our job is to bring the day completion. So whenever we talk about Hashem making the Neshama, our job is to complete that specific tafkid, the unique task given to each and every one of us, what we're supposed to do with this Halig and Neshama. But what do we highlight? Atavarasa. Hashem, you created our Neshama, Ayesh Meayin. Ati Yitzarta. And what did Hashem do? He now gave it a form. He gave it a tzura. And Ata Nefachta B. And now Hashem blew it into me. And now we have the Girsa. We only add B at the very end. The Nusach and Brachas. Tav Samachman basis as follows. Ki Misr, when an individual awakens in the morning, Omer, he says as follows. Elokai, Neshomash Nasat to be Tahora. Ata Yitzar to be, Ata Nefach to be, Ata Meshomer Bikir be. But that's not our Nusach. We take out the B. Why do we take out the B? Points out to Yechizkel Landel, the Tzlach, the note of Yehuda. Near Lefinius Daiti, we are not Goris B. Why do we not say it? And that is our Nusach. What happened to the word B? It says it in the Gemara. Because the Neshomas Kvar Notes were B'Shas Brias Olam. Hashem didn't create the man and then create a Neshama. There's an Olam HaNeshamas. That's the Gemara of what is heard of. Hey, I'm an Aleph, Ein Ben David Bo. Achi Yichlo Kol Neshamas Shavagof. Hashem made a certain amount of Neshamas. And there they dwell, there they all exist in a world cool and Heichal that is labeled, that is branded the Olam HaNeshamas. That's in a celestial world that is labeled Guf. Mashiach can only come once we've used up all the Neshama and the Guf. That's a Cheder L'malo, Ushmo Guf, V'shamim Kol Neshamas. So the Bria already took place. You can't say, Asher Barasa, be you created in me. Asher Barasa. It's already created. Before there was me, there was already Olam HaNeshamas. Hashem created the Neshamas all at the beginning of the story of creation. So Hashem already did that Bria. V'od, Em Omer Yatzar to be, Em came Bobo Gufo Notza. That means what? Hashem only gave it a Tzura once it's in my Guf. Then you can't say Hashem blew it into me. That means you already said that Hashem was Mitzayered B. So you can't then say Nefach to be. What does Hashem have to blow it into us if it's already inside of us? And therefore the Girsa that we say is like the Riff and the Rosh, and that we don't say B. He says, so what's going on over here? He says, the Pshan is as follows. And this is what the Tzlach goes on to explain. That first there's a Bria of the Neshama Yesh Me'ayit. Aval Einam Lo Shim Tzur Lios Muchan Likanish Legof. The Neshama that Hashem created was simply a Bria Yesh Me'ayit. He has to give it a Tzura to enable that whole, that pure, pristine, spiritual Neshama. How could it go inside my Guf? Hashem has to now give it a certain, specific Tzura to enable it to now enter into my body. Kim Estama Neshama Be'isachnos V'Guf Yeish Bo'gav Kein Tzuras Eivarim Ruchoniyim K'mo She'yish V'Guf Gashmim. Everything in the world of Gashmi has a Ruchoniyistika element. If Hashem is taking a pure and spiritual soul and bring it into mankind, by definition, explains the Tzlach v'Nodeh Yehuda, Hashem has to now fashion and inform it when it's leaving that world of complete ruchnias and now entering a world, our guf, our physical component, our mundane material bodies. Hashem has to change the tzura of the neshama to enable it to dwell in a place that's antithetical to what its essence is all about. So initially, God created all the neshamas, that's atavaros. Hashem created the neshama, not me. Atavaros, Hashem created the neshama before there even was a me. Then Ata Yitzart, then Hashem gave it a Tzura when it was time to create you, me, and all of us. Hashem gave it a specific Tzura so that your Neshama can enter you. Your Neshama can enter you specifically. And he fashioned and formed it so that it can enter you. Then Ata Nefachtabi. Then Hashem blew that Neshama. Neshama Neshima. Hashem gave it a breath. Vayipach. Bracious. Parak base Pasuk Zayin. Vayipach. Pop of Nishmas Chaim. Nishmas Chaim. A spirit. The breath of life. And that is the Neshima. That's Targum Unklos. That's the Targum that Bahavas Vada Ruach Memalala, speaking spirit. Now we have a speaking spirit because Hashem blew, and like the Ramban says, based on the Sefer Konama, the Nafach Min, Ilay Nafach, when you blow, you're blowing from a piece of you. Hashem blew that Neshama, Chelik Alokim Imal, inside each and every one of us, and that's Atan Nafach to be. That's the Marsha. Chedusha Goddess, why three distinct terminologies? Ata Varasa number one, Ata Yitzarta number two, Ata Nafachta number three, writes the Marsha beautifully. We have three primary components to a neshama. Bechinas Naran, Rosh Tevis, and acronym. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. As the Nefesh HaChayim expounds in the beginning of Shar Aleph, we have two higher aspects called Chaye Nechido that connect to prophecy. But the three basic components of a neshama are Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Neshama is the Chelek Ruchni Kulo. Ruach is representative of Ruach Memalo, speaking spirit. And you have nefesh, which is our nefesh Bahamas that even the animal kingdom shares. So writes the Marsha, Kochel ke nefesh im shlosh nefesh ruach neshama kamasha kosuv hamukubolim gama philosophy. the Kabbalists, the philosophers, three primary components of the neshama. The Aldovraza Amar Ba Gimel Lashonus Elu. Atavrasabi is what? Ala Nefesh HaTibis. That's Bria. Just like everything in creation, Kimanai Yidei Bria Yesh Me'ayin. That's the lowliest form of our neshama, which is called the Nefesh. Then we go on to, and that's Vayir Elokim Es Adam. What does it say in Parakal Lepasach of Zayin of Rashis? Vayir Elokim Es Adam, Adam Al Shem HaAdamo. And that's what? Vayivra. And that's a Tzim Lokim. That's the beginning of the neshama. That's a Chelik HaNefesh. And that's the Bria. Then after Yitzar, the pasuk says, "Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam." Hashem, Vayitzar. Vayitzar is what? That is Beis Zion, the lashon of Tzura, and that's a reference. That's the beginning of the pasuk of Yipa Babanish Veschayim, and that is the reference to Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, up from an Adama, Vayipach Ba'apov. That's all going on. The Vayitzar Tzura, he gave a designated shape and form. That is Ruach. That's Ruach Hamamala, the speaking spirit. And then finally, Nishmas Chayim, he gave us a neshama. Writes the Marsha, that is Atanafach to be Hashem blew a neshama ayidei a neshima into mankind. Atanafach to be al neshama sichlis k'mashikos. Writes the Marsha, those three correspond to that neshama. So what do we have again? Elokai. Vayitzer is two yuds. Many different. We have Rashi already says it's a tova yitzahara. Plus a Chanukah Satorah already adds. Why Vayitzer needing two yuds? Because we know that Shlosha Shut from Heimod and the Gemara needed a flamen of base. We have three parties who contribute. Hashem contributes 10 parts, the Ish provides 5, and the Isha provides 5. The Gemara goes on to explain that he did a famous base. So what happened by Adam and Chava? By Adam and Chava, there was no Ish and Isha performing that. Right, so Pesha, Chanukah, Satorah. So in that case, in creating Adam, Hashem had to provide all 20. Vayitzer, 2 yuds. Why 2 yuds? Right, so Chanukah, Satorah. Hashem only gives 10 parts. Vayitzer, 2 yuds. He had to add a second yud, because Hashem had to give all 20 parts, right, to the regular Rav Heschel, because there was no other Chava, no more of flesh and blood. I know the whole Shears could I for that, Chanukah, Satorah. And that's a Vayitzer. That extra yud, Hashem gave all 20 parts. That's a Vayitzer, that's the Tzurah. So we have Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, we have Bria, Yetzira, and Aficha. And that is all on the heels of what? In Neshama, that's Tahora. That's an Neshama that always stays Tahora. Gemara Brachas, Dav Yud, Amin Aleph. David saying praises, Kenegan Hashem, Kenegan Neshama. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Molei Kol Olam, Af Neshama Vleyes Kol Aguf. Just like Hashem is Roa Veinu Nira, the Neshama is Roa Veinu sees, but it can't be seen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanas Kol Am Kulo, Af Neshama Zanas Kol Aguf, it's Mafarni, sustains the whole body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tor, Af Neshama Torah, because it's one-on-one the same. The Neshama is the Chelek HaLoka Mimal, the Neshama is Tor, just like Hashem Yisbar Kaviyochel is Tahara, and that is the Neshama Tahira, that Hashem did what? Ata Varasa, number one. And again, as we pointed out, notice the distinct Atas. We're addressing Hashem and thanking Him. This is a Birchas Hoda. It's a Bracha Shvach and Hoda. Like the Gros said, we're waking up in the morning. What are we doing? The Hoda is forgiving us the Neshama Shechzar to be Neshmosi. Hashem, I'm not just going to just harvest them together. No way. Hashem, Ata, you Hashem. And it's Mamashu, because this is me. That's Sameinu Kirmasinu. This is the part of me that is a reflection of God. If there's one part that's going to cry out Ata, continuously Ata, it's going to be the Neshama Hashem. This is one the same. Hashem, you're Tar and I'm Tar. You're Kula Ruchni Romein and Nira, I'm Romein and Nira. This is Neshama that's talking. Neshama is the Koch Adibur. So this is Mamish 101. Mamish Benochach, Olosh and Ochach, Hashem. Ata Varasa number one. Not just Varasa, Yitzhar, and Vata. Three separate stages like the Psukim sing on the man independently. Ata, you Hashem, you created me with a Neshama Tahira. Yesh Me'ayat. Then you gave it a Yitzira, you gave it a form like the Notam Yehuda explained that enabled it to come into me, into my body, into my Tzura. And then Afakta me, then you blew it into me. And now what? Atam Shamar Bekirbi. Since a chelik elokamimal, since it's the Tahora Be'atzam, like we said, what does it want to do? It's yearning continuously. It just wants to go back up. We can't just stop right there. Okay, Hashem gave it to us. And it's always running. It's looking to go away. That's why we know the soul is always pulled after Ruchnias. It doesn't get any sipuk, any stavkas, and no satisfaction from Dvorm Gashmiim, from physical lost greens in his eyes. Then Hashem is always pining, always craving, I want to go back up. So what do we say? After again, Hashem keeps it Bekirbi. Hashem keeps it locked up in me, safeguards it inside of me. Va'alta, and you Hashem also lit to me, many in the future. You're going to take it away from me. Then you're going to give it back to me. What are you going to give back to me? And notice the constant argosha, the emphasis of mapike. Ata varasa is baras oso, the neshama yitzarta, nefachta mishamra. Why the Mapakeh? We're always margish osa, that very neshama. Chatzkel Levenstein, the Mashkiach from Panovich Yeshiva, was one time saying a shmooze, and he quoted a story of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim once told his Talmidim, I want everyone to come to my house tonight, in the middle of the night, and the middle of the darkness of the night, I'm going to reveal to you a secret. So they all thought, it's the middle of the night, it's going to be Kabbalah. Chavetz Chaim was full of Kabbalah. They all got up, everyone showed up on time. If there's one tree, you're not going to believe, Chavetz Chaim saying Kabbalah, Ashir and Sod privately in his house in the middle of the night. Everybody, you went to mikvah, you washed your hands, everybody was ready. And the Chavetz Chaim says, this is the secret I want to teach you. Elokai, neshama shenasah to be tahorei. Ata verasa, Ata yatzarta ata nefachtevi v'ata mashomer bekirbi. That's the shir. Ask the Chavetz Chaim. Why the, hey, the Mapik, hey? Right? So Chavetz Chaim, don't think it's going to be a different neshama that Hashem's going to give you back in the next world. It's always osa, the same neshama. Hashem's going to give you back the same exact neshama that you gave to him. If you gave it to him and you stained it in this world and you tarnished it, Hashem says, I'm going to give it back to you and it's going to be soiled, it's going to be tarnished. Mm-hmm. If you want Hashem to give it back to you in the future, make sure to take good care of it down here in this world. Ad Khan, that was the 5-minute shiur in the middle of the night. You want that neshama, it's the same neshama, and that's going to be your neshama for all eternity. So don't mess it up. Don't ever mess it up. And with that said, now we get to a beautiful Shlach Kaddish. The Rav Mecklenburg and Ksav Kabbalah and Zion Tefillah is Mirames to this, but the Shlach Kaddish is Marach. I'm sure you all picked up on the most obvious diak in Alakai neshama. And the whole Shir is Kedai for the Shlach. Because Gilgul Neshamas, there are Gugulim, but as the Arizal writes in Sefer Gugulim, it's not the whole Neshama, it's Chelek. It's Nitzotzes of the Neshama. But so we have Nitzotzes, sparks of other Neshamas, but Avada, you have your own identity, you be'ikr have your own Neshama. Listen to the Shlach Kaddish. Yish ledakdek benuch so zeh b'shini aloshe. Why are we going back and forth between B and Bekir B? Alokai neshama shenasata b is tori. At avrasata yitzarta at nefachta b. He blew it into me. At meshamro b. What's bekir b? At asulemer lachzura b lasalavo. Kolz manch neshama bekir b. We can't make up our minds. We start with b, then we go to bekir b, then back to b, and then bekir b. What's going on? Ask the Shlach Kaddish. What's going on? Ask from Mecklenburg. Listen to the Shlach Kaddish. Why are we going back and forth? Duh. That tevas bi yosu ruchoni mi tevas bekirbi. And he brings psukim. B means it's in me. That means the real me. B is, it's mamash inside of me. I can't separate the two. It is me. It's one-on-one with my personality, with my identity. That's B. Bekirbi means what? Bekirbi, by definition, means I'm acknowledging that I have two distinct aspects. I have me, my chilek aguf, and then bekirbi, inside of me, bekerev, shelani, I have now something else distinct. B is I can't divide, I can't divorce myself of that, because it's one-on-one the same, that's B. Not bekirbi, right? It's the shlach. And I'm looking more beautiful. And we just got through saying the first is a bold, brazen declaration, like what Soloveitchik told us. Then Neshama, like the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud already. Hashem is Torah, Neshama is Torah. You can't ever destroy a really solid Torah. That's Neshama is Torah. That's Neshama Shenasot to be. Hashem at the outset of creation, the Tachlis was Adam and Chava. They had Ruchnis to bodies. There was no conflict. Because even their body and soul were to be united as one. And also, love, what are we going to have? The Ramban and other Rishonim tell us, certainly in the Kabbalah, is that we're going to have a body once again. The body's going to be like Adam and Chava, Kodem Achei, where the body is going to be completely Ruchni, completely spiritual in nature. At the moment that Hashem created the Neshama, and what happened? Our Guf was also Ruchni. Our Guf was also spiritual. So there was no conflict. The guf was nigrar basur than neshama. It was one on the same. You only had one identity. You didn't eat from Neitz Adas Tovara, where now you say, oh, there's me, the real me, that's a neshama. And then there's me, the guf. So writes the Shlach, Elokai, neshama shenatzat to be you gave into my guf, which was zach and noki and tar. That was Torahi. And when you blew it into me, into other Marishin, what did you blow into me? It was kulo, kulo tar. And now what happened? After it was in me, then I messed up my guf. And I ate from Neitz Adas Tovara. And all our neshamas included in the neshama of Adam and Chava. And now what? I ate. Once I ate, now it really has to be safeguarded. Like we said, what's neshama? The neshama wants to leave. Why does neshama want to leave? I don't want to be in this guf. But in neshama wasn't pining and yearning to leave the guf when the guf was zach manoki. Just like also know what Chiyas HaMesim. When the goof behaves and the neshama is in control, and the goof and neshama really share one identical personality, one identity, then it's mamish b. It's one and one the same. Neshama says, I can hang around here. I like hanging around. Neshama likes hanging around in Bote Knesses and Bote Roshes. Neshama doesn't want to go anywhere. It feels comfortable. It's at home. So it was at home in the eye. But after the chait, then what? Atam Neshama Bikirbi. Now it's what? Now there's a chait like a goof. It's me. It's me that wants to have the gashmias, the lust, greeds, and desires. Then Hashem says, I don't want to be here anymore. So Hashem is running to get away. Hashem is Meshamra, not be. There's no be anymore. It's Bekir. There's me, my chelek aguf, the bias containing therein, a ruchni is sticking in Hashem. Writes the Shlah. Now it's Meshamer Bekirbi. To us, literally, Hashem's going to pluck it out, take it away from me. Ola Hachzra B. What's B? Because by Tchiyah Semesim, Hachzra B. It's one and the same. We have a Ruchni, a stick of goof. And then the Hashem says, I'm looking forward to coming back. Now that it's going to be Ruchni, now it's going to be me. So when Hashem returns it to its smell, Hachzra Bekirbi, it's La Hachzra B. Lost a level. But Kolzman, we're here in this world, Shana Shama Bekirbi, all the time that we're here in this world. Am I Neshama? Let's be honest, because tefillah, you machla things as a vados. You can't play games in tefillah. If it's in the nusach tefillah, it's got to be MS. MS Hashem. We're not going to be chutzmedik. We're not going to be so bold and brazen. No, it's called Zoshan Hashem Bekirbi. Now, still, Modani Levanech Hashem Elokim Elokim Asai. Rebot Hashem, you're the master of the world. Even though it's Bekirbi, we have to recognize we're not in control. Our goof is not in control. Hashem is the Rebot Kol Hamasim. Everything that was created, every Bria, every Yetzira, every Asiya, even when we think we're finishing the job. Ah, Hashem is Barlo Kimasa. So it's Famina. Hashem is out of the picture. Ah, no way. Hashem is Ribon Kolamasan. Even when we're in the midst of the Asiya stage, even when we're in this world and our job is to finish, just know, Gemara Chulin Dav Zayin, Ein Adam Nokeif, Afidu Etzba Katana Melamala, Elam Kim Achriz and Olam Melamala. You can't even lift a finger. You can't do anything. You can't do your job. And that's Yad HaNishmai without recognizing Hashem is the Ribon. He's the master of all the Maisim, and he's the Adon of all the Neshamas. Just know what? Again, we break it up because we're talking about Kozman. There's a chelek aguf that's doing all the maisim, the klei maisim. Chelek aneshama, Hashem is the ribon of the maisim, the ribon of shalolam, including all the maisim, and he's the elden of all the neshamas. Brachat Hashem, maxi neshamas of gar maisim. And as the Shari Tshuva brings later on in Siman Vav and Sifkat and Zion, all right, the Shari Tshuva, Ayin Prichodosh. Prichodosh writes that if somebody davens Shacharis, before reciting Berachas HaShachar. So you could daven Berachas HaShachar after davening. But when you recite Berachas HaShachar after davening, writes the Pichadosh, then you can't recite all the kind of Shamawai Shekvar Yotze Berachas Machayim Esam. You already Yotze in Berachas Machayim Esam Shoreshu. So you can't go back and say the kind of Shamawai. We don't pass in that way, writes the Shari Tshuva. The Didi Tarchian, he says, why? We don't pass in this way because nira de brachazu niskana lahove. It's going on now, not just chiyas amesim. Hirsurhan and shomach rashena de tam tam misa. Gemara brachas davnu zayin amad beis, and we know shena zechem ishishim amisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And this is not just a bracha chiyas amesim. It's every night. So that's brachas Hashem amasi or loshen hove. Hashem is continuously returning the neshamas levgar amesim. And as the Rishonim point out, levgar amesim. That's what that's lifeless bodies all throughout Tanakh. Pigor is a corpse. It always has negative connotations. Right? By the future, it's not Tam Levgar Mesim, but this is also going on the present. After a day and we sinned and we went to sleep at night, it's Levgar Mesim. It's a lotion of negativity. It's the lifeless bodies. And Hashem still gives it back. That's why you're not Yotzim Etzchias Mesim. Writes the Shari Tshuva, and this is how we paskin. When you go back after davening, you say Baruch Shachar, and you can still say Lekai Neshama. Why? Because they're not Yotzim Etzchias Mesim. Because this Baruch is not just including Etzchias Mesim to loss of level the future. So also talking about right here now, every morning, neshama shechzar to be neshmasi. Hashem, you gave me v'cham l'rabo munasif, you give me back in a neshama. Every time we awaken, we arise in the morning, it's a ma'ein of tchis, a ma'isim de los alavo, and that is a ma'asin neshamas levgarim mason. Amela. Let's put it all together. This is the bracha that we have in front of us. Elokai. Neshama shenasot to be taurahi. I like this shalal, like Rav Mecklenburg. And this neshama Chelek Elokim Imal. Elokai, I'm speaking because it's the part of me that looks at you as Elokai, my God. My God over my neshama, taking a step out of the action, my neshama speaking and saying, Hashem, this holy, Helig neshama that you gave me in Asata, you gave me as Matana. And you didn't give it Bekirbi because of the outset of creation, it's one and one the same. It is me. It's my identity. And it's Tahora. It's always the Pintaliyah that stays, remains forever, unsullied, untarnished. It is Tahori. That is what it is, Batsim. What do we have? Atavras. Giving in a tzura, and then blowing it into me, which is Kenega the Neshama. And now what? The Neshama wants to leave, so it's not be anymore, because now we sin, and the Neshama says, I don't want to hang around this goof that wants the lust, greed, and desires. I want to go, Hashem. Oh, we thank you, Hashem, you guard it, and your Meshamra Bikirbi inside of me, and Ata Asalit, you're going to go in and take it from me. That's right, but you're going to give it back to me. It was only taken away temporarily, and then you're going to restore it to me, and by that time my chelek aguf will be pure once again, and you're going to give it las alavo. So this is what? It makes sense. It's all one and one the same. We talk simultaneously about the Misa at the end of 120 with the future redemption in Tchias of Esim, while at the same time we're talking about going to sleep at night, waking up in the morning. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me back my soul, because now that I recognize I just underwent a me'ain of Tchias of Esim, now's the time to talk about both of them. So now we go back to the Hova, we go back to this world. Kolzman, that this holy neshama is Bikirbi, it's not me, because now I sinned, and now it's what? There's me, the Chelek Aguv, there's the Mafli Lasos, Chelek Aguv, Chelek Achitzoni, which merely contains Bikirbi, Bekerev, the Ani, this holy neshama, Modani Levanecha, this is the Hemshech, Modani Levanecha, when he got up in the morning. You start in the morning, Modani Levanecha, Melech Hemshech, Zart, to be Neshmosi, same Lashon, Modani Levanecha, you got the first thing out of your mouth in the morning, Modani Levanecha, and now when we close this section of the Birchas HaShachar when you got up in the morning, it's Kilo Me'in the Chasima, Chasima Me'in the Psicha. Now you go back to Modani Levanecha. And now what? Ah, now that you washed your hands, at first he didn't say Hashem's name. First, Modani, remember you didn't say Hashem's name. Phineas Daiti, that's why we're Marach over here. All the other ones we started Lokai. Why do you go back? Because really we wanted to thank Hashem and use Hashem's name at the beginning when we got up in the morning. Except the poskim all told us you didn't wash Nagamasu yet. Or perhaps you have to go to the bath and you can't say Hashem's name. No problem. Just say the words Modani Levanecha. You don't say Hashem's name. There's no askara. That's it. You can even say Modani before you wash Nagamasu. The second you open up your eyes in the morning. Phineas Daiti. Now we have to have Teshlumen. On heels of Modani Levanecha. It's not just Modani Levanecha. Elokai. It should just be Elokai. The Chesimim in the no. Hashem, the Barachim, Elokai, Velokei of Asai. It's everything. And why Velokei Elokei of Asai? That's the Hemshech of Torah. Why? Let's go to Rav Dessler quickly. Mitzvah Liyal. Ask Rav Dessler, what in the world are we doing every time we get up in Shmoneh Esrei? Baruch Hashem, Elokei Elokei of Asai. Two people did the identical crime. They come in front of the judge. One person grew up in a home in the five towns. Best parents in the world, and the best chinuch in the world, Baruch Hashem, I'm talking about myself. And then you're in big trouble. But if you grew up in Harlem, and your parents were drug addicts, Rachman al-Itzlan, the judge is going to have a little bit of Rachman. Oh, so where are you coming from? Ask of Desa, we should get up in Shemana Esrei, before we ask all about Kasha, says, hey, Hashem, I have terrible beginnings, terrible origins. What do we do? Hashem, Avram, Yitzhak, and Ekav, Sel Rachel, they were my avos and imos. She says, they were your parents, and you messed up? What are you doing? I said, I'm not going to listen to you. You came from such stock, from the such yichus, and you blew it. What are we doing here? So that's what Teretz is. We're saying, Hashem, don't look at me. This isn't me. The real me is, I'm always, and I will always be, the son of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's, I messed up. It's not the real me. It's not the one who I want to be. I'm proud to boldly go in front of you day after day, Hashem. You know, my father is Avraham, yeah, because that's me. That's who I am. That's who I want to be. That is my essence. Amel Hashem, Mon Dari Levarach, Hashem, Elokai, you're my God, just like we said at the beginning. Lokai, but it's a Lokai of Osai, of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, because that's what preserves my Neshama Tahira. I'm just like them. Ribon, I know that it's Bekirbi. I know that I have a Chelek of Maisa, the Adayim Raglaim, the Chelek of Gov, and I have the Chelek of Neshama. So I recognize Hashem as the Ribon, Kol Olamim, and all the Maisa. I can't do any Maisa without Hashem, and even my Neshama, Hashem is constantly the Adon. Master over the neshamas, pochat Hashem amachzeh neshamas levgar meisim. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me life again. You gave me back to my lifeless body, even when it's sinned in this world. You give back the neshamas and tzolti. You give back the neshamas and las alavo. That's going to be the ultimate tikkun when Hashem brings it all together. The guf's going to be spiritual. The neshama naturally spiritual. Hashem's going to bring it all together. You don't have to have a separate bracha of giving us the power of speech, because this is the power of speech. And what better thing for this speech to say? But thank you, Hashem, for giving me the spiritual neshama. That's what I want to guard. That's what I want to continue to protect. And that's going to be Mafshir Neshomas of Garmesim. And just to close with the ATO safe. What do we have? We said it all. Why? Because 7 is the number of completion. 7 days of the week, 7 years. We've spoken about it many, many times. Shiva is Sviya. Vachalta Svata 7 is completion. Shivim is a life of Seva, satisfaction, completion. Writes the ATO safe. Neshoma. Shinasatabi Tahori. Atavarasata Yitzartata Nafakhtabi. Atamashamar Bikiri. That says it all. From the beginning of the creation of the neshama to the end of the neshama, it's what? It's a 7-step journey. It's all about 7. It's all about the shleimus. We said it from the beginning. We said it to the end. It closes the whole picture. We talked about the goof. We talked about the neshama. Mafli lasos is the bridge between the two. And the end is what? Is when you bring them all together again. So we had Asha Yotzer. That was ending with Mafli lasos, the bridge between the goof at what they were still two distinct entities. We highlighted it in the midst of the bracha, but we come down to the end, the Tchias Mesim, the future is going to be the ultimate Mafli Lasos. The greatest wonder in the history of the world is the wonder of Tchias Mesim, when Hashem is going to unite those two diametrically opposed entities, and now they're going to fuse and merge like never before. It's not going to be seen as Bikirvi, it's going to be seen as B. It's going to be one and one the same. That's Asher Yotzer, closing Mafli Lasos. Now we close Lokai Neshama, Machzir Neshamas. It's going to come back, it's going to be Mamish one. Now we're ready to daven in the morning. That's where we want to go. We set our goals. All the psychologists tell you, ready to start out. Any of us say, yo, write on a piece of paper. Know where you're going. Know what the future goals and objectives are. When you draw out the outline and know where you're going. We just did that. We got up. Asher Yotzer, this is what I am. This is the Matthias. And where am I going? Towards Ches HaMesim. I want them to unite and emerge as one. We said it all. Met Hashem. We'll talk about Berachas HaTorah. Next Tuesday night will be instead the part two of the series of Shovavim. So that'll be a men only shiur Tuesday night. So we will not sing at Tefillah Mitzvah. Next Tuesday night we'll resume the following Tuesday night. And we'll talk about Berachas HaTorah. Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. Ha-Rivna. And we're going to talk about the sweetness of Divrei Torah. Join us two Tuesday nights from now. Have a great night and a great rest of the week ahead. Shkoyach for coming.